Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, February 28th. Happy Saturday. Today, I'm hoping to spend some time with my parents and my brother who are in town this weekend. I hope you have some good plans in place as well. Wherever you find yourself, remember that as we gather together around God's Word, that we do so in hopes that He will meet us and with the promise that Christ's Word does not return void. It is a well that does not run dry. Today we are reading Exodus 33, verses 19 through 23. This is a companion passage to Romans 9, where Paul reminds us that God has said He will show mercy on whom He will show mercy, and compassion on whom He will have compassion. This is a direct translation from the passage in Exodus that we'll read today. As we ponder God revealing God's self to Moses, let us also ponder how God has revealed God's self to us in Jesus, whom we call the mercy seat, the one in whom we gain access to the Father. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, there is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. This is what my CSB Women's Study Bible says about this passage. God showed mercy and compassion to Moses and by extension to Israel because he had known Moses and Moses found favor in his sight. God would go with Israel because of Moses' mediation and God's favor to him, distinguishing Israel from the pagan nations of Egypt, which had oppressed her, and Canaan, which stood condemned because of its immorality. It is God's prerogative to show mercy to those he knows and who know him by faith. And that note got me to thinking about how Jesus is the one that we place our faith in. And I went back to Romans 3:25, which reminds us that Jesus is the mercy seat. The note in my Bible about the mercy seat says this: the innermost part of the tabernacle, the mercy seat, was the place where mercy was found, but only through the proper sacrifice. Similarly, Jesus' death is the only place one can find mercy. God's wrath against sin was turned away by Christ's sacrifice. And so thank you, Lord God, that you have shown us mercy and compassion through Jesus, the one who atones for our sins. And in a sense, we no longer have to hide our face from you. We can stand in your presence because of what Jesus has done, and we call you Abba, Father. Now, we still need to be reverent to God and recognize how wonderfully majestic He is, but we can do so from a point of intimacy with our Father. Our second passage today is Psalm 49. It's a longer psalm, but we're going to read just verses 1 through 9 today. This psalm is considered a wisdom psalm, and some of the main points are that all will die, and that riches will not be able to save us, and no one person is more valuable than another because of their wealth. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. my mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp, I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come? When wicked deceivers surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches. No one can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for them. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough. So that they should live on forever and not see decay. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Let us read one of the prayers from John Bailey. It's the 31st day prayer from the evening. Will you pray with me? O Lord, you are the Lord of the night, as you are of the day, and all the stars are obedient to your will. In this hour, I submit my will to yours. O God, set me free from the stirrings of self-will within my heart, from cowardly avoidance of the things I need to do, from rebellious reluctance to face necessary suffering, from discontentment with my place in life, from jealousy of those whose place in life is easier, from being dissatisfied with my talents, yet hungry for more, from the pride which sets human knowledge above your wisdom, from undisciplined thought, and from being unwilling to learn and disinclined to serve. O God, my Father, you are often closest to me when I am farthest from you, and you are near at hand even when I feel that you have abandoned me. Mercifully grant that the defeat of my self-centeredness may be the triumph in me of your eternal purpose. May I grow more sure of your reality and power. May I reach a clearer picture of the meaning of my life on earth. May I strengthen my hold on eternal life. May I look increasingly to what lies beyond my vision. May my desires become less unruly and my thoughts more pure. May my love for other people grow deeper and more tender, and may I be more willing to take their burdens upon myself. To your care, O God, I commend my soul and the souls of all whom I love and who love me. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.